Now, China's mammoth global investment program, known as the Belt and Road Initiative, means it funds major infrastructure projects around the world in a bid to speed up trade and sale of Chinese goods to markets further afield.
Now, as African leaders arrive in Beijing for the China Forum, are there signs that Africa is worried about China's outward march, powered by loans which some think are unsustainable? Deborah Brottingham is the director of the China-Africa Research Initiative at the Johns Hopkins University. I asked her how serious the issue of Chinese debt was.
Well, I think first we need to look at what the debt situation is in Africa. And out of the 54 countries in Africa, about 17 countries are at risk of debt distress right now, according to the IMF. So if we look at those
17 countries... That's almost a third of the countries.
Yes, it is almost a third of the countries. But then when we look at Chinese lending in those countries, we find that in 8 of them, including Cape Verde, Central African Republic, Chinese lending is not significant, and most of their debt problems are due to other lenders or simply to the collapse in fuel prices and so on.
So what is driving this narrative that the Chinese are setting what some people have called diplomatic debt traps for African nations? Why would the West or Washington in particular drive that narrative, do you think?
Well, I think Washington is very concerned about China's rise, and we're not quite sure how to deal with it. And we don't have a lot of, I guess there isn't very much transparency in Chinese lending.
And then there's also the question of trying to distinguish whether or not it's motivated by politics or economics. What do you think? Is it either or are they mutually exclusive? What's the situation around that?
What we see is that by and large, it's motivated by business. So the Chinese have a lot of commercial considerations in Africa, and they see Africa as a huge opportunity for infrastructure. When you look at estimates of what Africa needs for infrastructure spending, every 3 years or so, those estimates seem to double or triple. So the Chinese see this as a huge commercial opportunity for their companies, which have already done a lot of building in China and are now looking for other opportunities.
Have you had the argument, I'm sure you have, seeing as you spend a lot of time looking at the African-Chinese relationship, that China might actually be building an empire?
You know, when I look back at the colonial period, I see countries like France and Britain, Portugal, actually controlling great swaths of Africa, and political control, military control. I don't think that's what the Chinese are doing. I think they have a lot of business interests. They have, they're interested in building roads, a lot of power plants. Those are the major projects that we see.
But can I just say, though, without sounding cynical, that now that they're meeting in China for this African-Chinese summit, I wonder, why do you think that a lot of countries, including Kenya and Ethiopia, will be looking at how to manage their current debts?
I think what happened is that for some of these very large projects, the countries that borrowed and the country that lent were over-optimistic about how quickly the projects could get finished and how quickly they could be revenue-producing.
Deborah Brottingham from the Johns Hopkins University.